You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Being not only interesting from a Browns fan perspective, but also watching him develop and having him have the opportunities, if that's the cross we have to bear, that's the cross we have to bear.
Can I prepare you for one more thing? Because you are my friend. You are my closest friend in the lineup here. Uh-huh. And I don't want you to be just overcome with rage on Monday.
It might happen. I mean, I like the prep, though. I like to think about these things ahead of time.
I will tell you, I think there's a chance Shador has a nice game on Sunday. The Browns win and they still go back to Dylan.
And that will enrage me.
Yeah.
That's what scared me about today with the practice thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's partial tipping of the hand. The fact that Stefanski has been non-committal. What if Shador plays well? What does that mean for him? And he says, I'm not really thinking about that right now. I think guys who are really enamored with Stefanski outside of Cleveland, they're going to need to see an overwhelming amount of evidence, indisputable evidence, that Shador is him, as it were. They're going to need to see that on Sunday to change their position or even move just a couple inches on it. By the way, if I feel that way about the guys who know Stefanski, talk to Stefanski, who believe in Stefanski, I kind of think we should just remember how Stefanski treated Dylan in this process, which has given him every opportunity to speed up that development, to be where he needed to be. And the way that he treated Shador is more of a long play. I don't think we should assume one great game and Shador's in for the rest of time. I just don't think it works that way, and I think we kind of have to prepare ourselves for that.
Well, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, though. I really do. I need to see this thing play out, because I'm already getting tweets in here, and people are like, well, what if it goes horribly? And it's like, we just have to play out every scenario today? Is that how this is going to work? I don't know. Our eyes will tell us more on Sunday and how it goes. And yeah, are there going to be people that on Monday, if it doesn't go well, instead of just saying, I was wrong? Because really, it's a game and a half. You really want people to be like, I was wrong on somebody after a game and a half? Like, that just feels too premature. It's why this last Monday, after a really bad half of football, I came in, admitted it was a bad half of football, but I couldn't really do much else. It's just that, a half of a game of football. And I think the people that are already trying to dunk on Shador after that, is they've shown themselves as being overreactionary and not in a way that I find appeasing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I didn't believe in Dylan Gabriel, right? Still don't. Like, the idea that Shador could play well on Sunday and not be the starter in the very next game after that against San Francisco is as infuriating to me as it is to you, even though I'm Shea Switzerland and you're a supporter. At the same point, I wasn't rooting against Dylan Gabriel when I watched him play. And I think what's interesting is, I think there are still a lot of self-proclaimed Browns fans who are rooting against Shador on Sunday, and that I don't get. I wish to heavens I was wrong on Dylan Gabriel, and that he was actually a legit 6 foot, and that he actually could do things physically. Because guys, I don't want to watch another second of crappy quarterback play. I've done it. I've seen it all. All right, I'm the oldest man in the world that's lived to see everything, and now it's time to see Jesus. All right, I need that light. I want the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't understand the segment of fans out there who just don't want this to be the thing, or who are honestly at this point, and it's not just fans. It's guys in the media who would rather be right about Shador being bad or being this, that, or the other, rather than just being like, well, I got that run wrong, and that kid's really good, and I guess we have a starting quarterback for the next X amount of years.
They miss the point of this often, then. We're like Evo Knievel. We get paid for the attempt. That's the reality of it. You don't have to be proven right or wrong. Why don't you just root for the team to be interesting and fun and have a good Sunday?
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because the second I saw Dylan was back at practice, I was like, oh, okay, sure. Because that's where we are now.
We know where it's going.
Well, I mean, I think that gets back to the idea.
That's why this Sunday is important. That's why I think you get one shot. If you're Shador, you can't blow this.
Yeah, and not just that, but like you get one shot, which might begat another shot. And so, like Jake Murren, our intrepid producer and 92.3 The Fan YouTube mod. That's what the word I was looking for. I got the words out eventually. But he had said, he had came up with a great topic, which is like, what are the odds that Shador is the last quarterback that starts this season for the Cleveland Browns?
Mm-hmm.
And I would put it to like 3%. Because it's the second half of the season. I'm putting that, like that first part, I'm putting it on because Browns math. Right? I can't recall the last time we had a guy be the third starter, and it's by going into week 12.
I mean, it'd be Joe Flacco, because he was the fifth starter, and then he started the final six games.
But other than that one, I cannot recall. No, I mean, so there's the general Browns math of it, and I think the next week or two is about trying to convert Kevin Stefanski to the supporter.
You have to pull off what Joe Flacco pulled off, though. That is the point. We go to that reference for a reason. Like, you have to pull off what Joe did, where even though he was the fifth quarterback and you had six games remaining, you instantly knew that he gave the offense a breath of fresh air and you gave an offense a jolt. And it was undeniable. Okay. Even the second game back in that whole stretch, there was moments in that. The Rams game, for instance, there was an awful interception that Joe had the way that he does. And it was, no one was like, oh, well, now we have to send him to the pine and bring on quarterback number six. No, it was like, this guy gave you a jolt you hadn't seen before. So like, if Shador gives you that, that's how I think they end up riding this thing all the way out. But yeah, it'll take that. And it's a great game to...
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At least be starting this way.
I think that's
like this is the game to do it.
That's what makes it so fascinating, is this is a good matchup, not just because of the Raiders being booty cheeks, but the kind of defense they play is the kind of defense that Shador has had success on in the Carolina game. So there's some through line there. This is not a team that even when they have blitzed has been a very good at blitzing. So like... I think that's a really bad team, and you have a chance. I think your defense is absolutely going to give you a chance against just a dog butt offense in and of its very self in mm-hmm. the Las Vegas Raiders. But then you go to, all right, the Browns math. All right, how many times has a guy come in halfway through the season and stabilized the ship? It's Joe Flacco, right? Once you get to this point, 99% of the years with the Browns, now this is just the next sacrificial lamb we're about to throw in the volcano to stop it from blowing up, right? Okay, so then you've got that. Then you've got the fact that the Browns are historically bad when rookies start.
Yeah, they're an 0-17 is the number since 1999. So, it's really awful. But that's, you want to be quote-unquote legendary, then you have to do legendary things.
I think that's the point.
You want to be special, show a special. One thing people loved about Baker, Nick, right out of the gate, not just the Thursday night game against the Jets, but like instantly you started watching all of these records kind of fall away and all these old numbers we had that was built up just drop to the wayside because you had to. If you're going to be that guy, you had to start doing some of that.
Yeah, and I think like that again gets back to the idea of unless he's otherworldly good or otherworldly bad, like the people that don't like Shador are going to say, well, he's playing against the Raiders. And the people that do love Shador rightfully are going to say, what about 0-17 with rookie quarterback since 1999?
Which, by the way, that I feel like it should come with some little asterisk, only because the Baker game was a loss. By the way, his first start was against the Raiders, too, oddly enough. But you remember that game. That was the Nick Chubb game. But that was a 45-42 game. Oh, it was an overtime game. So, like, Baker Mayfield and that offense put up 42 points in that loss, okay? If Shador does something like that, no one's complaining about it, even if it ends up being a loss.
By the way, the Texas Truth saying the Browns' previous quarterback play has got you discombobulated. It's a new day. You got to let it go. No, a quarterback has to let us has to help us let it go.
Unfortunately, that is that's the conversation of someone that, and maybe I'm wrong, Texas fan, whatever your name was on YouTube, the Texas Truth, but like,
don't want to get Daryl in here to pronounce that one.
It's really something you had to live for a long time to understand and really get there. It took me a few years to understand. Like, there's just things that happen to the Browns and only the Browns, and there is a Browns math to it all that doesn't exist for other NFL teams that exist here.
So, given that he's a fifth round pick, given Browns math, given Browns rookie math, I put it like a 3% chance right now today that Shador's the last guy, the last quarterback to start a game for the Browns this season. What's your percentage?
I'm like 25%.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm much higher, mainly because I think if he balls out, I think if he looks really good, and that's the expectation that I have to have right now, I think if he looks really good, I think he gets a chance for the 49ers. 49ers game is going to be pivotal, but I have just it's too much faith in somebody that's shown me no reason to have faith in them with Stefanski and this coaching staff, but I just don't know how you ever go back and move off of him if he looks good.
I think
if the offense shows a pulse, I just don't know how you move off of that.
I think my expectation is that it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be all good interesting. I think there's going to be some bad interesting. But my hope is that there's enough good interesting to win this game. Like, that's, to me, like, I know we're going to get into stat lines. And I do think 89%, and I'm going to go 99% of the outcomes for Shador's stat line, I think 99% of them having us arguing on Monday, how good was he really? Or how bad was he really? Right? There's like 1% of games that he's just so good or so bad, it's undeniable, and you just can't argue. So I think I can already tell that there's a huge Donnybrook coming amongst the Browns masses on Sunday, no matter what Shador does. But, like, this is a winnable game. And, is he going to be good? Is he going to be bad? I don't know how anyone can say. I just am excited. I'm excited to see something interesting because I already know the Browns when they're bad and not interesting on offense. I'd like to know the Browns when they're, even if they're bad but interesting on offense. At this point, I'll take that because it has just been the wrong mix of completely unwatchable and completely bad.
Well, and it's not as if this just started this year either. I mean, we're going back as a 3-win season last year. And really, after the Deshaun injury, I would call it after the Jameis Winston win, the Pittsburgh win, I guess, the snow globe game. What have you had to really be like, this is fun?
I mean,
this is a good time.
Even go to the pre-Joe Flacco times in 2023. Like, P.J. Walker was unwatchable. DTR was unwatchable. Deshaun Watson was certainly not watchable. I think the two stretches of watchable Browns quarterback play that I've gotten in the since you traded Baker Mayfield has been a couple games of Jacoby Brissett and a couple games of Joe Flacco. The bar is tremendously low, but because it's Shador, it also seems to be tremendously high. 216-474-0092. What are the odds that Shador is the last quarterback to start a game for the Browns this season? Quick hits coming up with a real disappointment on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.